The Ghana Shipping Authority has confirmed claims by the World Bank that transit cargo through the country's port is on the decline. The authority says its research points to a decline of about 30% as at 2013. The chief executive of the authority, Dr. Kofi Mbia, told Radio Ghana that factors such as the full implementation of the Axle Load Limitation Agreement by ECOWAS member countries, by Ghana, and the several barriers on the country's roads are helping to divert transit cargo to neighboring countries. This, they said, is impacting negatively on cargo through ports, leading to a reduction in revenues at the ports.
The transit traffic is dwindling, and we have had a drop in transit traffic, very significant, almost about 28 to 30% drop in transit traffic over the last 2 years. The reasons from our research, one of the key reasons has been the axle load limitation. A lot of the truck drivers are using Cote d'Ivoire, they are using Benin, etc., because of the axle load limitation which we are implementing in Ghana. Some of the truck drivers have moved to work in these places. The drivers find that it is more profitable for them to use Cote d'Ivoire or use Togo or Benin for the movement of the transit traffic. And consequently, that has been a factor. Apart from that, there are also impediments with respect to controls along the way, the number of barriers which are along the way, the collection of bribes, all of them contribute. But the most important contributing factor in recent times, which has led to the dwindling volumes, has to do more with the axle load limitation.
I thought the work of the Borderless Alliance is to address some of these issues.
The Borderless Alliance, working together with the Ghana Shipping Authority, is providing information that importers and exporters require in order that they can move their cargo along the corridors. The key element here is that under ECOWAS, there's been agreement on axle load limitation. That agreement is being enforced by Ghana, but unfortunately, it's not being enforced by our neighboring countries. And that inconsistency between ourselves and then our neighboring countries has indeed affected the volumes of transit traffic passing through our corridor.
That was Dr. Kofi Mbia, who is the chief executive of the Ghana Shipping Authority.